Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called What Happened in the Wilderness During the 38 Years. Now, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, but this particular chapter deals with 38 of them. And you can find this also at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this for people in our busy world. In doing this, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 to 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So, having this on my heart, I had to really pray seriously for quite a while about this. And the answer that was on my heart was that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of the message of any of the passages in the Bible. Now, the Lord has also shown me there's ways to help in the understanding of that meaning. Sometimes it's background information. And because often they will refer to something that's in another chapter or book of the Bible. And when you're reading it or hearing it, you might not know what it's referring to. So those things I will tell you. In brackets, it says, because I will put those in brackets, and on the internet, those things that might possibly add to potential clarity, understanding of the passage will be within brackets, and I'll note it in a different color on the website. The thing is, there are things I do that help and aid in meeting, but not I do, God has on my heart to do, the meaning that are not as significant, but they're still important, like transition words or who's speaking and who's being spoken to, or more current terms. So I will put those within brackets, but I won't always tell you those, because if I tell you, you know, they prepared the victuals, and I would say they prepared the food, and then I won't say within brackets because it wastes a lot of your time. And it's supposed to be for people in. It's supposed to be for anybody, but it's out for people in our busy world, so they have time to listen to or read the Bible in smaller chunks of time. Okay, what happened? Oh, wait a minute, I got more to tell you. So this is done primarily with the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers, but also at times I will utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster's Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which doesn't affect you because it reads the same when I'm reading, sharing it with you, but it's in a table format on the website. And hopefully, if you get on there, if you find it beneficial. Now, it's also on my heart not to include repetitive text. Now, the repetitive text adds new meaning. Or if it's done for emphasis, it will be there. But if it doesn't, it won't. But that alters verse numbering. And I, you know, was careful about this. How do I rectify this if I leave some of it out and it changes on the repetitive portion, not the crucial portion? It could affect verse numbering. So I'll tell you, this is verse 44, verse 45, verse 46. Surely one today, because it only goes chapter 2, verses 1 through 37, but this came with my head, those numbers. Anyway, I tell you like I do, this is Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible. It's chapter 2, and it's covering verses 1 through 37. So you know the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord God had on my heart to include will be within this podcast. Let's see. Sometimes I condense, combine, and compress similar words together. And when I do things that has any change, it'll be within brackets. But like I said, I'm not going to tell you the minor things. You know, I tell you the things that I think are significant that you know about. And like like I said, I'll say within brackets it says, so you know, oh, that's to add potential clarity or understanding. If I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, usually events related to Christ or things in the future, make more major things in the future. I will say, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. Sometimes they can summarize it briefly. Sometimes they can't. So I want to make sure the ones I can summarize briefly. And if there is ever a time that is referring to what Jesus has said, his words would be in red, which you can't see because this is the podcast. And I will tell you that. I'll tell you that Jesus said this because his words are in red. Okay, what happened in the wilderness during the 38 years? Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 through 37. Then we turned around and took our journey into the wilderness toward the Red Sea, and we wandered around Mount Seir many days, as the Lord told me. The Lord spoke to me, this is Moses who's speaking. The Lord spoke to me, saying, you have wandered around this mountain long enough. Turn northward, command the people, which is the Israelites. You are to pass through the coastal territory of your brethren, Esau's children, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, so pay attention to not bother them, for I won't give you any of their land, not even a footstep's worth, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. So Moses is saying what God told him to share with the people of Israel. You may buy food to eat and water to drink from them for money. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through the wilderness these 40 years. So they've already been in the wilderness 2 years, but this is the remaining 38 years or leading up to when they go into the promised land. In the previous one, this is an aside, the Lord had Moses lead them to where the promised land is, but they say, no, we don't want to. This is a really quick paraphrase. We don't want to go without somebody checking it out first. So they sent one person from each tribe to go over their tent. All 12 came back and brought some fruit and stuff from the land, and it had plentiful fruit. But 10 of the people said, no, you don't want to go there. There's giants. They're bigger than we are. They have fortified strongholds up to the sky, and they're stronger than we are. But two of the people, Joshua and Caleb, said, no, it's a good land of plenty. We should go ahead and just trust God. Anyway, but the people argued and grumbled, and why did God have us do this? Bring us all this way so that we would be killed by these giants. And so they grumbled, and they didn't want to go. And then when they realized they couldn't go because they were grumbling, then they said, okay, we'll go. And the Lord told Moses to say, don't go. I'm not with you right now because of all your grumbling and all of this. Don't go. You will be destroyed. And they said, no, we'll go now. And they went, and a lot of them were destroyed. And the rest of the adults that grumbled, the Lord said, you won't be able to go to the promised land that I gave you, but your children will go. Anyway, so that's a really quick aside, and forgive me if I kind of skipped over a lot of things, because there's a lot of significant things. And the previous chapter had a lot of them. I mean, the previous podcast. Okay, so I told you about them. You may buy their food in the wilderness and water from them. The Lord your God has been with you, and you haven't lacked anything. When we passed by your brethren, Esau's children who live in Seir, we went through the road of the plain from Elath to Ezon Geber. We turned and passed on the road of the wilderness of Moab. The Lord said to me, don't upset the Moabites or battle with them, for I won't give you their land for a possession, because I have given Ar to Lot's children for a possession. Lot was the relative of Abraham. The Ammonites lived there in the past, a strong multitude of tall people considered giants like the Anakims, but the Moabites called them Ammonites. The Horams used to live in Seir, but Esau's children, which is the people, threw them out and destroyed them and lived in fear instead of them, like Israel did to those who possessed their land that the Lord gave to them. So quite often it'll say children, which means the offspring of the generation. And quite often that will put people, so people don't think it's like little kids, you know. It can include little kids, but it's, you know, like the tribes, the people of them. I, now within brackets, Moses, he's saying, now get up and go over Brook Zered, and we did, and it took 38 years from when we left Kadesh Barnea until we went over the Brook Zered. By then, all the former generation of men of war had died in the wilderness as the Lord swore to them. Indeed, the Lord's hand was against them to destroy them from the army because they complained and said they wished that the Lord had left them in Egypt instead of bringing them into the wilderness to kill them. It happened when all the former men of war had perished from among the people, which is the Israelites, the Lord said to me, today you are to pass through the coast of Moab at Ar. R is spelled A-R. When you come near the Ammonites, don't distress them or bother them, for I will not give you any of their land of the Ammonites as a possession, because I gave it to Lot's children for a possession. That was also considered a land of giants. The giants lived there in the past, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims. They are a strong multitude of tall people like the Anakims. But the Lord destroyed them, so the Anakims could live there instead of them. The Lord did the same for Esau's children, which are Esau's people, when God destroyed the Horims, so instead they could live there until this day. Also like the Kaphtorims, who came out of Kaphtor and destroyed the Abims, also known as Abim, and it's just a different spelling, that lived from Hazarim to Azza, and they lived in their place instead. Rise up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Look, I have put into your hand Sihon the Amorite, Heshbon's king, and his land. Begin to take possession of it and engage him in battle. Today I will begin to put the fear of you upon all the nations under heaven, who shall hear reports of you and shall tremble and be in anguish and dread you. I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth to Sihon, Heshbon's king, with words of peace, saying, let me pass through your land. I will go by the highway and I won't turn to the right hand or to the left. You shall sell me food to eat and water to drink for money. I will pass through on foot. Like Esau's children, people who live in Seir, and the Moabites who live in Ar, did to me, until I pass over the Jordan River into the land that the Lord our God gives us. But Sihon, Heshbon's king, wouldn't let us pass by him, for the Lord God made Sihon's heart stubborn and defiant, so God would deliver Sihon into your hand like it is today. The Lord said to me, look, I have begun to give you Sihon and his land. Begin to possess it, so you may inherit his land. Then Sihon and all the people came out to fight against us at Jahaz. The Lord our God delivered Sihon before us, and we attacked him, his sons, and all his people. At that time, we took all his cities and utterly destroyed the men, women, and children from every city and left nothing remaining. We only took the livestock and the spoil of the cities as plunder for ourselves. There wasn't one city too strong for us, from Aurora by the edge of the Arnon River and the city by the river as far as Gilead. The Lord our God delivered all these to us. We didn't go near the places the Lord God had forbidden us, from the land of the Amorites or the places along the Jabbok River, nor the cities of the mountains. The next podcast I share will be entitled Retelling When the Possession of the Land Was First Given to the 2.5 tribes. And this will be over Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 1 through 29. Please share this with others. Thank you. thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.